Jesus, I worship you.
For I am your spirit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we exalt you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is a mighty King, Master of everything.
sing the last several verses. The next one talks about Jesus being our healer. And we got a prayer request this afternoon, Brother Rao, Sister Wei, who were here at the beginning of the week and the first week of the third period. They went back to California, and they found that one of the brothers in their church, and they sent me his name, and I could look it up, but he's very sick. He was diagnosed with end-stage liver cancer and was in the hospital, and now is undergoing chemotherapy. And not an old man at all, but Brother Rao said, could we please pray tonight at camp? And so I told him, of course, we'll do that. And we want to remember this brother, that the Lord will visit and come to him. We've prayed for our brother Frank Alcamo, who was here also earlier and had surgery on his eye, and it was successful. It went well, and he has to rest for a few days and then should be getting better again. And so we're thankful for what the Lord has done. We want to continue to pray for those that are not well and are sick. Now, tonight is a kind of interesting meeting because I don't know what's going to go on. It's a farewell kind of a meeting. I think many, not everyone, but many of you will be going home tomorrow. And so we're kind of saying goodbye. I know a lot of you have one foot out the door already. Your cars are half packed except for your pajamas and your toothbrush. And you're getting ready for an early start tomorrow to get out, to leave. Some have left already this afternoon. So it's your opportunity, if you want it, to give thanks to the Lord, to praise him in a testimony and give him the glory for what he's done. If you have anything to share or to say, I'm not one to beg for testimonies. If you don't want to give one, don't. If you've got one to give, then do. And so I'm not going to stand here and pull it out. But throughout the meeting tonight, your opportunity to give thanks to the Lord is certainly, here for you to take advantage of if you'd like to. And if not, that's perfectly all right. And we'll see what else the Lord will do for us and we'll have. But let's pray right now for this man who's not well. And remember the rest of camp, their closing meeting tonight. Father, we pray. We pray that you'll bless this man, our brother and sister speak of. Lord, I don't know him personally, I don't think, but you know all about him and you know his need physically. And Lord, they're turning to you, Lord Jesus, the only one really who can help him. The great physician still, you have all your power and all your ancient skill. And Lord, as we'll sing in a moment, Jesus is our healer. Lord, for every sickness, and nothing is too hard for you. Cancer is not too hard for you. And Lord, I don't know what the prognosis is, but Lord, I know that you are able. And we come to you and we bring this man and this request right to the throne of grace. We know that there are many praying in the church out there and others, Lord, and we stand together with them. And we ask you, Lord, to lay your hand of healing upon him. Dear Lord, touch him, help him, encourage, dear Lord, the whole family out there, encourage them. And Lord, help them to believe and we to believe to see your glory. We pray that you'll continue to help Frank and that you'll continue to touch his eyesight. And Lord, we pray that he'll be able to see clearly and freely again. We pray, Lord, for the whole camp tonight as the little children perhaps have finished everything they're going to do and are getting ready to be tucked in for the last evening. We pray that you will, Lord, just somehow before they leave, continue that work while they're here on these grounds that we know your presence is manifest. Lord, continue to work until they get in the cars or the bus and return back to their homes. We pray that you'll continue working as they leave camp and wherever they're from, that you'll go with them in the seeds that have been put into their heart, Lord. We pray that they would grow. We pray, Lord, that they would take root. We pray, Lord, that somewhere along the way that they'll be watered, Lord, and that you will be pleased to give the increase and keep the good thing that you have wrought, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for them. We pray for the boys, Lord. They're in a meeting tonight, their last time together. Lord, they'll be challenged. They'll be challenged to go back to where they're from and to live the life. to continue in the things that they've learned and been assured of, knowing of whom they learned them from. Lord, we pray that they won't forget anything. Lord, that they would remember everything. Lord, your word will be called in times of need. Your word will be remind them, this is the way. Walk in this way. Remind them how to live. Remind them of the habits that they've learned. Oh, Lord, we just pray you watch over all that you've done for them. And in the meeting tonight, come to them. Draw near to them. Minister to them. Challenge their hearts once again. And, Lord, the commitments they make. Dear Lord, we pray that you will keep that thing that they commit to you against that day. And, Lord, we pray that you'll have your way here in Watch Rock. Lord, I thank you for the brothers and sisters that have been here at this time. Thank you for the staff that has so dutifully and wonderfully waited on us and taken care of us. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will reward them as only you can. Lord, that your hand of blessing will be outstretched upon each one of them. Lord, and those who travel a distance, that you'll be with them as they go their separate ways, and cover them with your precious blood, and continue the work in each one of the staff members and in the guests, dear Lord. Dear Jesus, we give this time to you. And we pray that, Jesus, you will come and manifest yourself as we've been singing. Lord, I don't know how, sanctifier, healer, deliverer, whatever, Lord, manifest yourself to us tonight. And whatever is done and whatever is said, let it be to the glory of your name. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, before we sing on, could I remind you tomorrow morning, so I don't forget later on, but tomorrow morning there's an early breakfast bell, which is at 8 o'clock. So 7:30, you'll hear the trumpets blasting, and at 8 o'clock, breakfast, so come earlier, and at 8:30, we'll start a little devotional around the table worship tomorrow before the bus leaves and the cars pull out, and so it'll be a short meeting in the morning, but up in the palace around the tables, so please keep that in mind. We're singing 109, and we're up to that fourth stanza. Jesus only is our healer. All our sickness is he bears. Sing together number 40 in the hymnal. By Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. Number 40 in the hymnal. Praise the Lord. you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy.
We sing 24.
Thank you, Lord. 24. Number 24. Hymnal. 24 in the hymnal. Let's stand as we sing.